Hello, Audio Boo. I'm starting my New Year's resolutions early. Wow, I am very well prepared, you might say. But no, it's the usual one of the gym, but it just happens to coincide with this time of the year. I've really, really wanted to lose about 5 stone in weight for a long time, and I managed to lose 2, and then it goes back on, and then I lose 1 and it goes back on. So now that I've moved to Long Eaton, I registered with the doctor and they have a health programme where you can be referred for 13 weeks to have access to the gym, to the sports centre and on a weight programme. So I went, yes please. And tonight I'm on my way to my first gym induction so I can get familiar with the gym before Christmas so that I can start properly in the new year. And I might try and continue to swim, because now that I've got the free pass, it'll be cool to be able to continue swimming. Now, everybody will have an excuse of why they've not done the thing that they then choose for their New Year's resolution. And I'll tell you mine. For my weight, I stopped touring over, nearly 15 years ago now, full-time touring, and I never really watched my weight or ate particularly badly, but once I stopped touring and was no longer hoiking the entire contents of my workplace in and out of the back of a lorry of various sizes for many years, and then hoiking it back either at the end of the day or the end of the week, I put on a lot of weight. It was quite frightening, because I've never really been someone who had to watch my weight, and if anything, when I was little, people were very concerned that I was too skinny. So having a bit of bulk in my late 20s and early 30s was a little bit of a perspective shift. And there are good things to it, which I won't go into a podcast. I now have a cleavage, which I never had before, but that's far more information than you needed. So yes, I'm off to the gym. I'm a bit nervous, because yes, the main reason why I never did the gym thing is because I do have problems with my legs, and it's a hereditary issue that causes me quite a lot of pain in the winter. And if I work too fast at something with my legs, it can be very painful. And of course, every time I've tried in the past, I've always pushed it too hard, too far, too fast, and ended up sort of hurting myself, or at least feeling I didn't feel safe. So I've decided that I'm going to take this opportunity to do it properly. So I'm really nervous. And the other reason why I wanted to, tell you what, with this being a podcast, you can't see the really pretty nighttime lights as I walk through West Park, which I wasn't sure if a park is always a good thing to walk through at night on your own, but this is well lit and I'm giving it a go this one time. And let's hope my ninja moves come in handy if anybody tries to do anything untoward. But in my current state, I could just sit on them. So I'm now walking past the skateboard park that's in West Park. It's in the centre of Long Eaton. And if you've never been to Long Eaton, it's just a small industrial town. So it wasn't even really known as a market town, but it was very prominent in the lace industry and the textiles industry. At the same time that, if anybody knows anything about Nottingham's history, that there's the lace market history there. And actually, little fact, lace was only ever finished in Nottingham. It was actually made in Beeston Mills and Long Eaton Mills. So there's a little bit of fact for you. So yes, I'll have a little pause. I'm back in the room. Yes, I learnt the joy of that pause button in my last audio boo, where I got a little bit annoyed and a little bit upset about the attitudes of people on Twitter, and how Twitter seems to have become a very loud and very It's funny, not boisterous, not arrogant, not, there's a word somewhere that that needs to be what Twitter has turned into. But it seems to be quite common. I've seen quite a few event professionals bemoaning the downfall of the personality, the personal side of Twitter, that as a broadcast platform and as a back channel to use when you know how hashtags can work for you, it can be very useful for curating. But in terms of engagement, it's become sadly lacking. I've had a lot less personal feedback and connection and meaningful exchange over Twitter of late, in a really disappointing way. It's one of those things where you kind of think you have a friend and then when you need them, they're not there, and you realise that they're not quite the friend you thought they were. A bit like that at the moment, Twitter for me. So I'm a... this walking through the park's okay. I've really been trying to increase the media. Well, not increase the media, because I make lots of media. Actually editing and get it published is a huge thing. And I used to have a similar thing with post. I would write the letter, I'd put it in an envelope, I'd stick a stamp on it, and then it would sit on my desk. So, analog to digital, not really anything changed there. Anyway, I am going to finish this up. Thank you for listening this far. I'm at PCM Creative, as you may know if you've listened to these before. And I'm just trying to share a project one event at a time.